Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we get into skinny dipping and the impulsive decisions that sometimes lead to regret. Also, you meet Luke.
This is Luke. I ran into a barbed wire fence.
And there were still so many questions.
So many questions.
Still so many questions. Plus Throwback Thursday, an epic love story for the ages, and more. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Take a look at your phone real quick.
Okay.
What percentage are you on?
I'm like at 100. Yeah, 100.
You are?
What percentage are you on?
24.
What happened? What are we doing? Did we not charge overnight?
Yesterday, my daughter makes a comment to me about the fact that my phone is never fully charged.
When do you plug it in?
Just when it needs it, randomly.
Oh.
I'll charge it for a little bit here. A little bit there. Give it a little juice when it needs it.
I don't think that's the recommended method.
Well, that's what I do.
Oh. I think you're supposed to plug it in when it's like super low and you leave it plugged in until it's 100 and then you're done.
Yeah. I the only thing I've heard is that you shouldn't keep your phone plugged in after it is 100% because then it just wears down the battery. But she made a comment like, my phone, she's like, when is your phone ever fully charged? And it really got me thinking. I'm like, oh gosh, I think probably because I don't have a charger on my side of the bed.
Mm.
So I'll just, whatever my phone is on at night before I go to bed, just put my phone down on the nightstand and leave it there.
Have you thought about getting a charger on your side of the bed? You can have more than one charger.
I don't know if that's legal, Kelly.
Oh, I'd investigate it.
You think?
How do you live so then, with that kind of stress? Someone who hates looking at notification bubbles.
Yeah, I know.
Like emails waiting on you. How do you live in constant peril of your battery life? How does that work?
I'm an interesting person, Kelly.
That's really complex. It just doesn't line up to things that irk you about technology.
Yeah, so I mean, I think as long as I have over 20% when I go to bed, I'll be like, I'll be fine.
I'll be fine all day the next day?
Not all day the next day, but like I have a charger, you know, here at my desk.
So you just got to get through the show.
I just got to get through the show. And
then you can plug in.
And then I can plug in at the desk.
How long do you leave it plugged in, though, before you like walk away and feel like you need your phone with you?
I mean, couple minutes here.
Oh.
Couple minutes there.
I feel like your battery hates you.
Give it a little juice.
It's like, buddy, I'm not done. Dang it.
Give it a little nudge.
Here we go again. I wasn't done. I wasn't done. That's probably what, if your battery could talk, that's what he's saying.
Yeah. And what's funny is I feel like I'm not even the worst person in my family for this. That'd be my wife. She is constantly on like 7%.
How does that, doesn't she just leave it a wonderful time to charge overnight? That's when you're not using it.
That's
a long period of time you're not using it.
That's when she charges it. Because she has a charger.
Still doesn't work.
She has a charger on her side of the bed.
When she wakes up, is she at 100?
I probably.
Oh, wow.
And
that's a lot of usage.
And then
if she's constantly down to like 7%.
Yeah, I feel like
we need to look at screen time.
I feel like it's one of those things where she's like, yeah, I need to grab the charger. My phone's about to die.
Oh, wow.
and she takes it. She's like one of those, I'll take it, my gas tank.
Oh, yeah.
Until it gets down below 10 miles.
Worth.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to use all that gas that you previously paid for in the tank, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you utilizing the low battery mode to try to conserve whatever little battery you have. Do you ever
feature? And that annoys me.
Yeah, because it's kind of like limited, right?
Yeah, it's limited. It annoys me. And the phone will just automatically go switching to extreme battery saver mode. And you're like,
which judges you. It's really judgment.
Yeah. So anyways, just a quick conversation.
So we're at 24%.
Yeah, still at 24. Mm. It's holding strong.
Oh, great. That's great. I still don't understand how you live. Susie says invest in a good battery pack and take your charge on the go.
No.
You can't live in that. They have very small, compact ones now that are really nice.
I can barely stand carrying my phone because they're so big now.
Like, what I'm saying is,
I can't have a battery pack with it.
How long are we?
That's ridiculous.
Are we stationary here in the studio?
I don't know. At least a few hours.
Do you think maybe,
are you trying to get me to connect dots?
If you had,
and say move my charger from my desk.
We
to,
have many plug options.
But then my phone wouldn't be right here next to me.
It could be. They do have cords that can reach places.
Listen, Kelly.
I know it's not what you normally do, and you can't buck your system.
Listen, all I wanted to do is just bring it
you
up.
You just want to lament.
Just to see if you were in.
We're not looking for solutions. I
in
got
my silo, or
no,
if you were
I'm
in your own.
I'm never going to be in your silo when it comes to this. I'm going to be in my 100% silo.
I mean, like, that's just a statement that you could just blanketly say.
I'm
never
going to
be in your silo.
And I love that people like Susie rolling in just trying to give you practical little changes.
No, it's fine.
We won't even say solutions because that would elude you have a problem. And we're not calling a 24% battery at this time of day a problem. We're not even going to go that
23%.
Far. 23. Tony says Ben is giving me anxiety not charging his phone. I'm going to buy him a charger.
No, Tony. I appreciate it. I do. But I've got chargers. It's not the fact that I don't have a charger.
Move it from the other room.
It's just
into
it's
here.
Not a high priority for me, I think.
We'll check back in.
All right.
And
thanks.
See if your priorities change.
When I'm at 8% at around 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks for that.
Well, I'm glad you can gauge the temperature and you're so bullheaded you won't consider any sort of suggestions. That's what I appreciate about you.
So, this is the hill I'm dying on.
You're dying on the I'm not charging my phone hill. Whatever it's got is what it's got, and it's fine. Your hill.
All right. We'll move on.
Okay.
We'll move on.
Susie's still saying your phone's not even going to make it to the 9. You're so optimistic.
We'll see. We'll check back in.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
This will be an arcing storyline.
I'm
at 24% now.
Check back in at 9.
Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Then it's a love story. 96 years in the making.
An
epic love story to tell of a mother.
Okay.
Who gave birth.
Whoa.
To 4 babies.
Whoa.
At the age of 97.
How is that even possible?
Her name is Mommy. That's
okay.
Her name.
Okay.
She's a Western Santa Cruz Island Galapagos tortoise.
Ah.
Who's lived most of her life at the Philadelphia Zoo.
Okay.
Dad is 96-year-old Abrazo.
Wow.
Who arrived at the zoo during the pandemic with their 4 little ones. Now the population of Western Santa Cruz Island Galapagos tortoises is 48 in the country.
Wow, they still got it. Wow. Good for them. Good for them.
I mean, she was probably sitting there at the zoo and just thinking, well,
yeah, I ain't got nothing else to do.
I've been patient my whole life. Maybe it's not going to work out for me.
Is he father number one? Or is she the mother of others that have since grown up?
They didn't allude to that. I'm assuming she's a first-time mommy.
Wow.
And then Abrazo strolls in a couple of years ago.
And she's like, ooh, Italian.
Ooh. Exactly.
Talk to me in your accent.
I mean... You know, the zoo people were like, oh, this was a surprise.
Okay.
What a happy surprise. 4 little happy surprises.
Look at that.
That are boosting an already endangered species.
I mean, the good news for tortoises is that, you know, that's not the end of their lifespan. They got at least another 100 years.
Yeah. They live for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we hear 97, we're like, ooh.
Yeah. They're like, ooh. We're spring chickens.
Right. And there you go. So, Mommy and Abrazo and the 4 little ones.
Look at that.
The Philadelphia Zoo. Epic love story. story, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you can read more. WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Sometimes you have a chance encounter with someone. You don't get a name or number. So how do you get back in touch with them?
You do a little typey-typey, Mom's Basement. You send it out to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection. Ladies first.
Okay.
The rapper upstairs.
The rapper upstairs.
Woman for man.
Gotcha.
So this is weird, but also kind of amazing.
Okay.
We live in the same apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
I've got long, dark hair, usually in leggings.
Okay.
I've seen you around a few times.
Gotcha.
You're tall, quiet, kind of mysterious.
Mm.
I always thought you were cute, but never had a reason to say anything.
Sure.
Then the other night I came home and heard music thumping from somewhere above me.
Oh.
At first I thought it was just another loud neighbor moment, but then I started listening.
Oh.
Like really listening.
Yeah?
You were rapping.
Okay.
About a girl.
Okay.
Hot, mysterious, ignores you, has a cat.
Okay.
Sir, is that me?
Oh, okay.
I'm 90% sure it is.
Okay.
With rhymes like, she walks in the building, legs like a warning sign, eyes straight ahead, she's always on my mind. And shorty down below with the kitty and the cold stare, acting like she don't know I'm spitting balls up in the air. It's probably something like that. It's probably exactly like that.
That's fire.
I don't know whether to be creeped out or flattered, but your flow was solid. And honestly, I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
Wow.
I keep listening for another verse. Hopefully you'll drop more hints. Or maybe your unit number. If this is you and you're not a total weirdo, or at least a charming one. Drop another track. Oh, I don't know. Come say hi.
Sure.
Yo. What's up?
Oh, shit. Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
Shouty? Shouty with the cat.
Shouty with the cat.
From the girl downstairs, the one with the kitty and the sudden soft spot for secret rappers.
Oh, my. Okay. I hope that works out.
Craigslist Missed Connection. Also, I hope he releases that to radio. That sounds fire.
It was your delivery. That's what it was.
Thank you.
Man for woman, you dumped linguine in my lap and into my heart.
Oh, oopsies.
Okay, this is going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe a little saucy. Pun 100% intended.
I think we know what the setting is.
But I was the guy in the blue button down at your restaurant last Friday night. You were our server.
Oh.
Attractive with your hair in a bun.
Mm.
You were also the accidental food assassin who took me out with a full plate of linguine.
Oh, a full plate? Oh, dang it.
Right into the crotch.
Ow.
And I mean that with the deepest respect.
Ooh.
Most people would panic.
Yeah.
You?
Mm.
Grace under fire.
I'm so sorry, sir.
Apologized like a pro.
I'm very, very sorry.
Brought napkins like a saint. I swear you made eye contact just long enough to fry my brain. But
wow.
Short enough to keep your job.
Oh, nice.
Now, full honesty, I was on a date. Full honesty.
Of course he was. Of course he was.
But I don't think that's going anywhere.
Okay.
She didn't even offer me a napkin.
Oh, dang it. Not like you.
She just laughed. Gave me the, well, sucks to be you. But you? No, you made sure I was okay.
So caring.
Yeah, you made me feel like a human.
Yes.
Even though my crotch was on fire and I was sitting in a pile of garlic butter.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Ouch. So if you're reading this, and remember the guy who walked out smelling like the dumpster at an Olive Garden.
I don't think you can forget that.
But smiling like a dope.
Yeah.
I'd love to take you out sometime.
Nice.
On a date, maybe, where pasta stays on the plate.
Maybe.
Reply if you're curious. I'll be the one triple checking the table stability and wearing dark pants with crotch reinforcements.
Probably wise. Listen, that has the makings of a rom-com movie scene, doesn't it?
It does, a little bit.
A little bit.
Starring
like that could be
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
And... Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. They were in a movie together and they broke up.
I know.
Maybe not that one.
All right. So whether you are, you know, looking for the person upstairs spitting
bars,
sick rhymes.
Hang on. She walks in the building, leggings like a warning sign, eyes straight ahead. She's always on my mind.
There it is.
Maybe.
There it is.
Maybe.
There
maybe.
It is.
Straight fire.
That's right. Or you're looking for the server who dumped linguine on your lap.
Oopsie daisies.
It could be one thing and one thing only, and that is
Craigslist missed connections. Here's hoping.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Listen, you're a mom.
I am a mom.
I'm sure you've used or at least thought of the phrase, look, if your friends did it, would you do it?
Sure.
Especially if it was something bad.
Right. You expect them to say, no.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But this is setting the bar story, so if you can manage to make it through the day without jumping off a bridge because you were dared, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, wow.
29-year-old dude out of Canada jumped off a bridge on a dare. Got stranded on the side of a river. Thankfully, you know, we're talking about this because obviously he survived.
Right.
Coast Guard had to be called in. The fireboat had to be called in.
Oh,
paramedics
gosh.
Took him to the hospital.
Cops
were called.
Yeah, that's a pretty high jump looking at the picture.
Yeah, cops were called. They talked to him just to make sure that, like, you weren't, like, trying to do something stupid, right?
Because it's that high.
Yeah. And he said, no, someone dared me to.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, he did have drugs in his system,
sure.
So that probably could have been a factor, too.
Okay. That's probably more of a factor.
They treated him for some injuries. Kind of minor, though. Not clear if he's going to be charged with anything.
Sounds like he got lucky, but it costs money to send out rescue crews like that.
Again, but if someone dares you to jump off a bridge...
That's literally the example. The classic example.
Yeah.
If your friends were going to jump off a bridge, would you go with them?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy said yes.
Yeah, this guy was like, hold my beer.
Yes. Don't do that, though.
Right. This is why it's a setting the bar story. It can be very dangerous, all right? So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without jumping off a bridge because you were dared, you're doing okay.
Good note.
That is your setting the bar story.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I know there are a large group of people who avoid talking to others on the phone whenever possible.
Uh-huh. The look on your face leads me to think you're one of them.
Well, but there is a huge debate happening right now, and I kind of want to know if it's a normal thing to do
or not.
That coming up involves talking on the phone.
OMG.
And it's on the way on 99.7 DJ. All right, got a question for you real quick.
Uh-huh.
When you're calling a store maybe to ask how late they're open, or maybe you're wanting to call to make a reservation or to see something is in stock or what their hours are, you know, you have to like call, right? Do you introduce yourself up front?
No.
Like, hey, this is Kelly. I was just wondering if you are open.
No.
Now.
No. No, they don't care. If you're just calling, say, hey, how late are you guys open?
So there...
You don't need to tell them who you are.
...is a TikTok that's getting a lot of attention because they ask that very question.
When I am calling a restaurant or anywhere, I say, hi, my name's Bronte. I'm just wondering if you have a table for two tonight.
No, because no. You're going to go to JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
And you'll see if they have like a camera in stock. You're saying... Hi, my name is Bronte. Do you have a camera and stuff?
Yeah. It's no. Just common
like,
courtesy.
It's nice. You're very polite, but I think no one else does it.
But this point, is this weird or is it common courtesy?
Yeah,
no one else does that. They're right.
So you hear her talking with her friends, and her friends are kind of making fun of her going, so you're going to call a camera store, ask if a camera's in stock, go, uh-huh. Hi, I'm Ben. Do you have a camera in stock?
Exactly.
And they're like, no one does that.
Yeah, no one does do that.
And there were a lot of people in the comments that were... split on it.
Like, really?
Yes, because one of them was a receptionist, like, who answers phones at a dentist's office. And she's like, more than likely, I'm going to have to ask you your name anyways. So if you say, hey, this is Ben, I'm calling to see if there is an appointment or I'm going to be late for my appointment, she appreciates that. But there's other people that
are
like,
remember it out the gate. It's probably going to fly right by them and they're not going to retain it.
Maybe, maybe. I will say that I don't consciously think about it when I'm having to call someone, but thinking now, I probably do it 25% of the time.
Okay. Like if it's something that I've already got an appointment.
Yeah.
And I need to call and adjust it or something, I'll start with mine. Yeah.
I'll usually say,
hey, this is Kelly. I need to. I've got an appointment at such and such time. I need to move that. If I can, I'll do that. Trina's like, who's calling for any of that? A lot of the stuff is available online. You can Google for free if you're calling for like store hours and stuff.
Okay, Trina, are you the type of person who types in the comments of a Facebook thing, who cares? What?
Probably.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Well, you did say calling to check store hours and stuff like that.
If you're just having to call for a reason, are you introducing yourself?
Right.
No. And I will say that if the person on the other end of the phone picks up and says, hi, this is Ben, how can I help you? I'll always address them by name.
Hi, Ben.
I'll say, hey, Ben, I'm wondering if, and if my name's Ben too, I'm like, hey, Ben.
Great.
I'm Ben too, look at
that. Oh, that's adorable. But that's just good customer service if you're a customer service rep for a business. That's common practice.
Right.
But if you're just calling a business with like a general question, I don't feel the need to introduce myself. If I'm calling about something that pertains to me specifically and an appointment that I have,
then
I'm identifying myself.
You're identifying yourself up front. Hey, this is Kelly. I'm going to be late.
Something like that. Yes.
How many times have you had to make that call in your life?
Just this morning I did. Yes. This morning.
Not often. Except,
hey, Ben, Kelly.
Except for this morning.
When I text, hey, Ben, this is Kelly.
Yeah. Would you please identify yourself the next time?
Because so you know
I have
it's me.
So many different people that are trying to get in touch with me at like 6 in the morning.
I realize that. And I'll make sure I identify myself next
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Trina says appointments are one thing. Yes. But for a camera, LOL, that's so random.
Yeah, that's what this lady's friends, Brunty's friends, were saying. It's like, okay, if you're calling a camera store to ask if there's a camera still in stock because you saw it on the website, you're not going to go, hi, this is Ben. I'm just wondering if you've got this camera available. They're going to be like, hey, Ben, let me check.
Corey is rolling in on text. This is Corey. What are the hours of your show?
Ah, thanks, Corey. You can find that information on our website. All right, feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
I'm going to warn you to put down your mascara.
Okay, thanks for letting me know.
Okay.
All right, great.
This is just, I'm looking specifically at you, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know how you like to make your eyes pop.
Yeah, well, sometimes the shading is what brings everything together.
It's not what mascara does. Anyway, Clay and his sisters Ruby and Maeve adore their dog Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
So when they lost him to a spinal condition, they asked their mom if there was anything they could do to help the heartache they were feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Hartman with CBS News found out that they decided they didn't want to go through their pain alone, so they threw a celebration of life party for Turtle and invited all of their neighbors and dogs.
You're mad at life. You're mad at God for allowing that, right? He was more than just a pet. He was family. So we just decided that could help us.
Yeah. He wrote, dogs welcome, humans tolerated.
On the invitations, yeah.
Because just sitting in a house with no dogs or anything, just sitting there, it's not that fun.
It helped. Helped them feel like they weren't alone in the pain.
Don't try to ignore the pain. Try to bring in the pain full force. Because if you keep those emotions locked up inside, those emotions never go away. You just have to let it go.
Wow.
That kid is wise beyond his years.
Yeah.
It didn't say the ages, but he looked like he was maybe 11, 12.
Okay.
And so many friends and dogs were there. They gave a eulogy for Turtle, and they just had an absolute ball with lots of treats and snacks and games. And then a month later, they welcomed a new puppy named Cody into their family.
Well, there you go.
Just a really absolutely sweet story. So relatable. So many, and a lot of times, as Steve pointed out in the story, that a lot of times losing a pet is kids' first experience with that
death.
Kind of loss.
Sure, yes. Absolutely.
And what an amazing way to help them navigate that and to heal their hearts. You can see the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.
When's the last time you did something impulsive? It's 99.7 DJX.
We bought a house kind of impulsively. We weren't necessarily like
looking for one,
looking and decided we're moving. Is this like this particular situation just popped up and we're like, oh, I think, yeah, maybe we should do that. And it was scary because it felt very impulsive.
Very like, yeah.
Very like out of left field. Like, what?
All of a sudden, you know, a day later, you're signing your name on things. And you're like, wait a minute, hang on a second.
Send an offer. It was a very big purchase. When we were planning on at that moment. Oh, crap, we have to sell our house now. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I bought a car kind of that way, too, where we weren't really thinking about we needed maybe a new car, but it wasn't like in our wheelhouse of like, today we're going to go buy a car.
We're doing that soon.
And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, we see a car pop up online and was like, oh, let's go take a look at it. And all of a sudden I'm sitting there going, well, yeah, I'm signing my name. And it's like, oh, wow. Okay. So I guess we just bought a car.
Come to think of it, I think we bought a car like that too. My husband, he was just like, that was one I was going to go look at. So we go to the dealership and literally the car we drove in died at the dealership.
Oh my gosh. That is a dealer's dream.
Yep.
He's like,
I guess we are buying a car today.
I mean, I could have my guys look at it, but while they're looking at it,
gave us a generous offer for a trade-in, despite the fact it no longer operated.
That it died on the way in. Coasting in on fumes.
Well, that's our sign. We're buying a car today.
You know, I mean... You know, when I was thinking about like impulses that I've done, I remember that was the, my roommate and I in college streaking campus.
Oh.
We did that completely sober too.
Oh, wow.
We put our underwear on our head like we should.
Of course.
And, we were streaking campus. And thankfully, this wasn't necessarily a regret because there wasn't any, I mean, there were cell phones, but people weren't like filming things on cell phones at that point. Cell phones were just literally to call.
Yes.
People weren't taking photos and filming things on cell phones now.
Gosh, you're lucky.
So I did. Yes.
Yes.
Had that happened in 2025, there would have been different.
I mean, there is video of you running around in just your underwear downtown Louisville.
Yeah. That was not like a bystander video. That was on purpose. That was a part of a bit.
You lost a dare.
So we're going to talk impulses and impulsive things, and Sasha's going to share her story.
It does involve nakedness.
It does. All right, we'll dive into a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, love the show.
You guys
crack me up on my way to work every morning. So I had a moment last weekend I thought you might appreciate, or at least laugh at.
Okay.
I was out fishing alone, just trying to enjoy some peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful day. The sun was out.
Mm-hmm.
I got this sudden impulsive idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why not go skinny dipping?
Why not?
It felt freeing, peaceful, kind of magical, honestly.
Mm.
Until a truck pulled up.
Whoops.
Followed by a group of people.
Whoops.
Who definitely saw me. Let's just say I went into sheer panic in about 3 seconds. I haven't run that fast since high school track. Anyway, I figured I'm probably not the only one who's made an impulsive decision like that, turned into regret, right? We'd love to hear if any of your other listeners have stories that can top mine or at least make me feel a little better. Thanks to the laughs and the secondhand embarrassment I'll probably get when you read this on the air. Sasha.
Sasha, you sound fun.
Sasha. She's fishing.
And thought, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what these fish need? They need to see my naked body.
Nakedness. Absolutely.
That's what.
I mean, the fish are naked.
Yes,
they're
right.
Swimming around without wearing any
clothes.
She's
like, nature.
You know what?
I'm in nature.
I feel like I need to be natural until other people
show
up.
Does she have regret? I don't know if she has regret from that. Like, it's just...
It's knowing that she knew, at least. If it was people that she knew, I think it would be worse.
It'd be a little bit more awkward.
Worse. Yeah. Yes.
If it's just strangers, you're like, you're welcome.
Exactly.
And then you just go on your way.
Okay.
And maybe the strangers didn't even really understand what was happening, especially if, you know, she's in up to her neck.
Sure.
You know, maybe they don't know she's skinny dipping.
Maybe they don't even know.
Yeah. Or maybe they do. that's funny. Thank you for sharing, Sasha. We definitely do appreciate that. But that does bring up, she brings up a good point. Like, what impulsive decision did you instantly regret? Or did you regret? I think it's funny. We do have several people that are already texting in just with impulsive decisions.
Right. Not sure if there's any regret attached to it.
Yeah, not yet. Like Kimberly says, impulsive decision to drive from New York City to Louisville just to visit. And they were just like, hey, we've got a weekend free. Let's go.
Wow.
You know what? That's kind of what my wife and I did when we were dating. One weekend we were like, hey, do you want to drive up to Chicago? And okay. And so we did.
That's how long of a drive?
That's pre-kids.
Oh, what? Yes. I mean, when you could do things like that. We would do things like, hey, want to go see a movie? Sure, let's leave in 10 minutes. There's a showing right now. Let's go. We could do things like that for kids.
Right. But those impulses where you're just like, hey, you want to do this? And it's something crazy. You want to buy a house? Yeah. You want to buy a car?
Okay.
Yeah.
Kimberly did say also, she said, just to visit, my husband and I decided to go on a road trip when we were dating, except didn't know where to go. So every time the interstate forked off the road, we flipped a coin. Tails for west, heads for east. Four flips to head, and we ended up in the middle of Ohio and just said, screw it, let's go to New York. We were there for about 6 hours and came home. Wow.
That's kind of fun.
That's a fun little adventure.
Yeah, what an adventure that is. That's pretty cool. Ashley says, impulse decision, bangs.
Oh, gosh!
I saw a TikTok at 2 o'clock in the morning and thought that could be me.
No, no.
It was not me. I looked like Lord Farquaad for 3 months.
Oh. Yes, 2 a.m. is not when we decide to cut our own hair. All That's right. not a great time to do that.
502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear some of your stories coming up. Our listener Sasha's impulse to skinny dip when she got busted by a group of people is being met with a lot of positivity, which is good.
That's great. Yeah.
Mike comments. So where do you fish again?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A lot of people just like YOLO. That looks like you're living life. Sounds like you had a great time.
Uh-huh.
Kara says sassy Sasha.
Sure.
Like
that's a nice nickname to have.
What other impulse decision did you kind of regret? Cindy said selling my car to start fresh with my ex who said he wanted to move to California. We made it to Paducah.
Oh, no.
He changed his mind. I had to call my dad for a ride home in my
30s. Oh, Cindy. Oh, dang it. Oh, but at least you found out before you got to California.
You got to California, yes.
That's the silver lining. Samantha letting my friend set me up with her, quote, chill cousin who just got out of prison.
He's cool. He's chill.
He showed up in a tank top, asked me to hold his ankle monitor charger, and then asked if I believed in conspiracy theories. There was no second date.
Wow. Sounds like a catch. My cousin's insane. He's a good guy. He's run into a little couple issues.
He's working through it, though.
He's working through it. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Impulse decisions.
Tammy, quitting a job because my horoscope said a major change is coming. Turns out the only change was in my bank account balance.
Yeah.
Spoiler, it went down.
Ah, yes. There you go.
Yeah, I should probably have something lined up first.
Yeah. Justice said, DMing my high school ex-boyfriend after two glasses of wine and a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Oh.
He responded with a link to his wedding website.
Oh, God.
I still wake up in a cold sweat.
Oh, put down the wine and the phone.
Yeah, you're one of those things where you're just like, I wonder what Josh is doing.
No, you phone a friend first to talk you off that ledge.
And then you start looking at Josh's Instagram.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I should message him.
No, you should not.
See how he's doing.
No, you should not.
This Merlot says I should.
No, the Merlot is lying to you. Oh, Rebecca, booking a spontaneous flight to surprise my long-distance boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Surprise, he was on a date with someone else.
Oh!
I flew home with a bottle of wine and a stranger named Carol who got to hear my life story the whole way back to Louisville.
Oh, no, Carol. Carol was your buddy.
Oh.
Carol was your buddy.
MG.
All right. So those are kind of fun examples.
Oh, my goodness. Shannon married my husband. He didn't come home our wedding night.
Well, that was
what
instantaneous.
Kind of new husband doesn't come home on his wedding night or spend that night with his bride.
Wow.
Well, that yes, that would tell you
say,
instantly that's the wrong person.
That's a key.
That is a very very big sign.
Ay, ay, ay.
That
all right.
Not working out.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the stories there.
Touch your heart, Shannon.
At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to add more. There you go. Group therapy. Play a fun little game called Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Now, Kelly, this is the game where we just toss three stories. All you have to do is determine whether the awkwardness happened because the person was a little kid or a drunk adult.
Easy concept.
Easy concept.
Yes.
In theory.
I got caught undressing a Miss Piggy doll and then drawing nipples on her.
You know what Miss Piggy is missing?
Nipples.
It's not anatomically correct.
Nipples.
I feel like, I mean, it could be something an innocent little kid would do. And
sure.
Just be like, you know what? This doesn't look right. Something's
right.
Missing. But I feel like that's the obvious answer.
Little kid is an obvious answer?
Obvious answer.
So you're going to go with the obvious or the not obvious?
I'm going with drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right.
I was a little kid.
Dang it. It was the obvious answer.
It was the obvious answer.
I was spending the night over at my buddy's house. When no one was looking, I decided to undress his sister's Miss Piggy doll.
Okay.
And I drew nipples on it.
Awesome.
And I...
And you're
drew
welcome.
Drew nipples on it.
It's now it's anatomically correct.
His sister walked in on me doing it, and, well, needless to say, they never let me spend the night there ever again.
No!
Oh, wow!
If your friend is going to...
She drew nipples.
Is going to mark all over our dolls, she has no place here.
All right, understood.
All right, you're...
I'm 0 for 1.
0 for 1. 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I passed out in my neighbor's treehouse and had to have the fire department rescue me.
Okay, that has to be a drunk adult, right? That's a drunk adult. That's a drunk adult. If you're passing out.
I mean, that could
be
because I'm tired. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is a drunk adult.
I mean, as a kid, I've fallen asleep in many, many... as an adult, also,
you've
I've fallen asleep in many different places.
Yes. So I'm going with drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult?
Yes.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
I got hammered and crawled up in my neighbor's treehouse.
Okay.
That looks fun.
I ended up passing out, but didn't remember ever climbing up there. So when I woke up, I was so confused. I was scared. I guess I broke the ladder when I first climbed into the treehouse. The fire department was called.
Oh!
They got me down.
Oh, no.
And then I was quickly arrested by the police.
What?
For, like, trespassing?
For what?
Oh, wow.
Couldn't your neighbors have just said, oh, hey, that's Shelly.
Shelly's drunk again in the treehouse.
Drunk again in the treehouse. Maybe they didn't know who she was.
Maybe.
And so they called the police. Yeah. They called the police initially.
Okay. Maybe the rest of the story is, and then it all got sorted out. And they.
That's, I'm sure, what happened.
Neighbor. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a misunderstanding.
It was fine.
One and one. By the way, the people playing along on Instagram, 0 for 2.
Oh.
Shelby, I see you.
All right.
0 for 2.
Okay. These are tough. It's a tough game.
All right, last one.
Yes.
Little kid, drunk adult. We finally get to get introduced to.
This is Luke's.
Luke? Lucas?
Maybe.
Lucas? Luke? All right. What's going on?
This is Luke's. I ran into a barbed wire fence chasing a rabbit.
You can hear the instant regret in his voice.
It's the way he just said.
It's like barbed wire. Is he drunk now?
Luke, are you from Bullitt County?
You know what? That's a little kid thing to do.
Little kid?
Yeah, I want to pet the rabbit.
Yeah.
I want to chase it.
Yeah.
Try to pet the rabbit.
Sure.
Rabbits are very fuzzy.
Look
friendly.
And they're fast.
And they are fast. Maybe it's a little kid.
All right, so you're the same little kid. All right.
I have a feeling I'm dead wrong on this, though.
So, yeah, I was a little kid.
Oh, yes!
There it is.
I was waiting to be sucker punched. Little
kid, little kid. Yep, you got it right.
Okay. And we were going to meet a couple girls and decided to chase a rabbit. And I ran into the fence, but yeah, thanks, bud.
Girls, but then he I was chasing a rabbit.
And then like, wait, squirrel.
What happened?
What is the rest of the story?
Did they meet Luke? The girls? Did you need medical attention?
Buddy, the way you tell a story is priceless. Don't ever change. Don't ever change. Sound like you're out of breath.
We're left with so many questions still. What happened?
Okay, all right, there you go. Hey, you redeemed yourself. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Okay, but now I'm mad because I don't know what else happened.
Can we just listen to Luke one more time?
I ran into a barbed wire fence chasing a rabbit. So, yeah, I was a little kid, and we were going to meet a couple girls and decided to chase a rabbit, and I ran into the fence, but yeah, thanks, bud.
Okay, did you need medical attention? Did you meet the
girls?
Yeah,
I mean, and that's
what happened to the rabbit?
He, like, Forrest Gumped us, and that was about it.
Yeah, that was it.
That's all I have to say about that. All right, there you go, little kid, drunk adult. We need more stories.
Magical stories like that.
Yes.
But I need to know a little bit more of the ending, though. Give us
Or leave us hanging.
Reveal the answer.
Luke, you're a mystery.
Finish the story. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Team, I'm Carson Meredith.
99.7 DJX plays all the hits. But on Thursday mornings, we take you on an audio journey through time. Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Honestly, I didn't even get a name, but all I know is it's for one of our listeners' daughters. So.
Perfect.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song. We don't have time for that, right?
Just going to hit it and quit it. Yeah. Just a little bit.
General's in. I do my homework when I send these TBT requests. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
She says, the number one summer hit of 2017 was Despacito.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Honestly, this was a huge banger.
It was.
I mean,
we played it incessantly.
Yeah, can't deny that. Throwback Thursday. Still a banger. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Megan says, today's my best friend Caitlin's birthday.
Hey.
We're in our 30s, 2 kids. We used to dance in the bar at Sully's back in the day. Yeah. Can you play a song for her?
Oh.
Give us a Sully song.
There is still room on this bar.
Oh, yeah.
Throwback Thursday. Oh, yeah, Lil' Kim jumps in there.
Oh, forgot about that.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Another Jen says this is my daughter's last Throwback Thursday for school, and her name's Peyton, and she wants Get Low.
Of course she does.
Of course she does.
To the windows, to the walls.
Absolutely.
Yes. Sweat in gym class. Goes down to the floor.
We're not going to say the rest of it.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Not where the sweat is or anything. This dude, now take it to the
floor. To the floor. If you want to act, what? You can keep yourself. It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Got a message from Jeremy. May or may not be his birthday. Okay.
He wants to hear We Are Young by Fun.
Oh, okay. This was kind of an anthem, though.
It was.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. What a banger! What a banger!
Banger for J-Mart!
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. By the way, got a chance to talk to Sawyer on the phone earlier.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Just need to hear a little Eminem. And we're like, all right. Any Eminem? He's like, I don't know. Slim Shady, nice. Something like that. Some Eminem. We're like, all right, Eminem. Sure, Throwback Thursday. It's Ben and Kelly on Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Lizzie's asking, can we get some Daddy Yankee?
Oh, all right. You know, it's been, this could also be a Get on Top of the Bar at Bar Louisville or Sully's
it
song.
It could.
Yes.
Megan and Caitlin back up on the bar.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 JX.
Brooke in Georgetown needs Summer Girls LFO. My kid's last day of school. Tomorrow, the song always takes me back. This is also going to check off a box for Jessica from Floyd County Recycle.
Oh.
Same deal.
Oh, gosh. Like funky
kids,
ones.
Yep. Last day of school. Heading to a tattoo session.
Wow.
All right, then.
All right.
Because you say it.
You know what? Kids need to learn, right?
I need a picture.
Of the kids' tattoo. No, yes, brand new. All right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. Light Funky Ones, a.k.a. LFO, 99.7 DJX.
We just need to acknowledge how the rhyming was on point with that
the
song.
The rhyming was on point. Yes.
Absolutely on point. Dr. Aaron.
Yes.
A.k.a. Dr. Jubies.
Oh, okay.
Celebrated our 9th wedding anniversary yesterday and evaded a pregnancy scare. What you got for us?
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, I mean, there's a couple different options, I guess.
Cut it up one time.
I mean, I don't know if
in case you didn't
Dr.
Know
Aaron understands
how these things work,
how it all works.
Mm.
But in case she doesn't,
yeah.
She's not a doctor of that type.
Maybe.
Maybe she just has her PhD in, like, philosophy or something, you know? Throwback Thursday. I mean, I had a couple different options for that. That one, too.
Well, she said, Dr. Aaron says, I was either pregnant or perimenopause.
I mean,
she's like, I'm not trying to get pregnant this point in my life, hell no!
I mean, you know what, look, when your man looks at you with those eyes.
She says, we still know how to get down.
And you're like, gosh.
You need another song, Dr. Aaron, this is
my
still sending out.
My pants accidentally fell off.
Tell us one time that she was told she has nice jugs and nice boobies. So
see, there you go.
Dr. Jubies.
It's all good.
Way to go.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Tara's like, hey, no need to do math with this one, but I need to hear Lady Marmalade in honor of graduating back in 01.
It was also her 18th birthday.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Audra rolls in. Needs All American Rejects. A little dirty little secret. Oh.
Also a little angsty.
A little angsty, too. So, yeah, a little Throwback Thursday action here, 99.7 JX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 JX.
Listen, Dr. Aaron kind of stole the spotlight a little bit, but Andrew's rolling in. 11th wedding anniversary.
Oh, 11th.
His wife, Kristen.
Okay.
He's a little 112. For sure will embarrass the kids, too. So
okay.
Women, right?
You know what? When you're at 11-year anniversary, you need to start writing that on the calendar, right?
Absolutely.
Little mommy-daddy special time. Throwback Thursday. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 JX. Jessica rolls in. Hey. Do my daughter a solid. It's her second to last Throwback Thursday. Is it just because you're not going to be driving her? I mean, it's not like we're going away.
I feel like Jessica's checking out.
Yeah. I think. She's like, you know what? We're out
it's
for
like,
the summer.
Deuces,
see
you guys.
You in August.
We'll see you in the fall.
Throwback Thursday. Remember Jay Sean in the middle of 4th Street Live there singing this song?
I do remember that. And
yeah.
Then we never heard from
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Hey, it's Beth. It's my birthday. My twins graduate from 5th grade today. Would love to hear anything Backstreet Boys.
Aww, all right. There you go, Beth. Still looking good. All right.
Beth and the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we do Throwback Thursday every Thursday, regardless of whether you're in school or not. All right.
Absolutely.
From about 8:30 to about 9, Thursday little tradition here on DJX. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
I'm going to say this one is also for Todd, celebrating 5 years of being divorced.
Oh.
Makes it feel larger than life, right?
Oh. I thought you meant, like, don't tell him.
No.
Jeremiah, this one. Throwback Thursday. Rhythm is a dance. All right, Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. And there you go.
Oh, dang it. We didn't even get to Renee. You want to hear some Dr. Dre because you're taking her daughter to the doctor.
The only doctor you need to hear this morning. Oh, that would have been good. That would have been good. So sorry.
Get to Keith Sweat, the tattooed Mexican. Aww. Keith Sweat. Aw, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Remember, Keith Sweat.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for all the texts, all the calls for Throwback Thursday.
They were having a graduation. Wanted Vitamin C, the graduation song.
Oh, we didn't even play it for the graduates last week.
I mean, it was a real estate agent graduation.
Yeah, we're definitely not going to play it for that.
Didn't even play it for the kids.
Yeah, we didn't play it for the kids. We're not going to do it for a real estate agent.
Dang it.
Sorry.
Oh, and Elise, got to give a shout out to son Brooks. He got the Mr. Audubon Award last night as fifth grade graduation.
Look at that.
Oh, that's
special
exciting.
Stuff.
That is special stuff. And Justin just needed Nickelback!
I get it. Listen.
Didn't even do that either.
I know.
Didn't even do it.
We held restraint.
And we didn't even do Stephanie's Salt and Pepper.
Okay. We did do Let's Talk About Sex.
But we didn't do the Salt and Pepper Soup.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyways, there you are. Throwback Thursday. Every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on the 997. Would you say that you or your three pugs have a better social life?
Probably me, because the three pugs bark at everybody.
So you punish them.
Well, we just kind of kindly ask them, hey, you don't need to yell at all the people walking by in the street. And then they go out back, and next door they've got a dog, Zoe, who they love to just run up and down the fence with.
Get their exercise. Absolutely.
So that's really Zoe's kind of their only friend, but then they run out there and just like incessantly bark at her. So I don't think they're the best like socialized dogs.
So before my dog Dougal got kicked out of daycare, I would say that he would have been more social, more popular than me, just because we're taking him places. We're taking him to dog parks. We're taking him to daycare where he gets to run and play with other dogs and socialize and all that stuff. And when I think about my own existence, I'm not going to places running around with friends and things like that on a day-to-day basis where he was for a long time.
Until he got kicked out
for humping. Yes.
Is that something that you also do?
Getting kicked out for humping. But I guess most people have said that their dog has a more active social life than they do. Like, they get to hang out with friends more than they do, like meeting other dogs they see on walks or at a park. Has a friend group. Their dog has a friend group.
Really? Wow.
Most people say their dog has a best friend. Like, I don't know if my dog has a best friend, but definitely when he's out, you know, we live on a corner lot and, you know, there are a lot of people that walk their dogs by our house. And so when he's out, he sniffs and he like runs and he's.
Does he bark at the other dogs?
Sometimes. Yeah. Okay. And
three just stick together. They got each other. They don't need any other doggy friends.
Yeah. See, his siblings are cats.
He needs others. He needs others. He's probably needs someone to vent to about the cats.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So think about it in your own life and think, man, does my dog have a better social life than I do?
Is this segment supposed to make you feel bad?
And if that answer is yes,
social life compared
then
to your dog?
Maybe do something fun this weekend.
Okay.
Plan a little you time.
All right. That's if the your dog twist.
Yes. If your dog has a better social life, if you're looking at your dog going, come on, Dougal, let's go to daycare. Come on, Dougal, let's go to the dog park. And then you're like, oh, hang on a second. Maybe I need a little me time, too.
Uh-huh.
Like, hey, Dougal, let's go to the bar. Actually, they do have those dog bars now where you can take your dog and you can have a beer, which are great.
That's nice.
Yeah. All right. That was all I had to say.
That's great.
I'm just thinking about my dog going, man, he even now still has a social life because I take him jogging and he's sniffing. He's saying hi to the other dogs on the jog. He's, you know, doing that. So it's like, I still feel like he is living that life.
I mean, our big outings are when we take all three of them. When I take
to the vet.
All three of them to the vet
yeah,
by
the
myself. It's a three-ring circus.
I'd love to see that.
And it never fails. Piper will always take a dump immediately just inside the door on their rug.
Yeah, because she gets nervous.
She gets nervous.
A little
it
nervous.
Doesn't matter
it's all right.
if I take them out. We'll even as soon as we get there, we'll go to the little yard off to the side. No, like Piper will almost always
yeah.
just do it on the rug.
Yeah, you know, that's all right. That happens. To the best of us, even.
And it's soft and steamy.
God, Kelly. All right, feel good story coming up. Hang on. Setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get a cat to run drugs for you, you're doing okay.
And the cat's all like, sure, I got it.
So,
no problem.
This happened in Costa Rica. Literally, prison officials caught this domesticated cat with drugs strapped to it, trying to sneak into the jail.
Let me guess. The people who set up the little drug jacket probably were thinking, what are they going to do? Arrest the cat?
Yeah, so the officials believe the cat was deployed by someone
sure.
to smuggle the drugs to prison inside.
Pretty sure that the cat didn't strap the drugs to itself.
Yes, exactly. What's the yeah. alternative here?
Right, yes.
What's the alternative? That the cat
That's
wanted
great
to do
detective
it?
Detective work right there. You know what? We think someone did this.
So it, the video is kind of cute because they're cutting the drugs off of the cat. It was like a little like vest or whatever
right.
that the cat was wearing.
And the cat's like, shoo, thank you. That
well,
was really
well,
hot.
They're cutting the drugs off the vest and you see a hand just petting the cat because it's a cat.
Right,
you gotta just pet
it.
And the cat... The cat's just sitting there going, busted again. You know?
Or, I mean, like, the cat's just like, listen, I was just doing my cat things. And then all of a sudden, these people just strapped the stuff
yes.
on me. And I was like, I didn't want to wear a jacket. And then they're like, you know, pick me up and set me in there. And they told me I was supposed to go in there. I don't want to go
and
in there.
Like, I don't want to go in there. So, you know what? I'd just rather, you know, lay and lick myself.
I was just doing my cat things.
They turned the cat over to animal care. The cat's okay. It's,
okay, that's
the cat's
good.
Not facing any charges
that's
either. So that's
great
good.
Because I'm fairly confident the cat's not the mastermind behind the plot.
No, and you know, they saw the cat, they captured the cat at night.
Sure.
Because a lot of times that's cat's witching hours. But
sure.
it was a white cat. It wasn't even like...
Didn't even try to disguise
a dark
it.
Cat.
It, right.
Yeah, so... Anyways.
So the camouflage wasn't
cat
great.
Again, cats are going to cat. They're not going to do anything you don't want them to do.
Right.
Or you want them to do. They're going to do it on their own terms.
Did somebody think that they could literally just explain
Train
to
the cat,
like, where to go?
Okay. Take these.
Like, when you walk through the door, take a right.
All right. When you see Bob,
and
then you're
going... And then go down to the left.
Yeah.
It's like the third
right.
cell on the right.
Yeah. Bizarre. Yes, exactly. So that's why it's a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to get a cat to run drugs for you, then you're doing okay.
Good note.
There you go. Yeah, that's setting the bar. So I've been trying most of the past year to avoid reading anything about Skibidi Toilet.
And there are things to read about it. I thought it was just like something that middle school kids say, and then if you try to say it, they giggle and snicker at you,
so
and you don't really know what it means.
It actually, I mean, it started as an 11-second YouTube video of some
that's where they got it?
Dude's head sticking out of a toilet and
of
singing.
Of course.
Anyways.
So that's Skibidi Toilet
Skibidi,
right? It's the riz of this guy's
You're asking me like I know.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm starting and I'll connect dots.
Anyways. Michael Bay is in the works with a movie about Skibidi Toilet.
I'm sorry. Stop talking. Did you say Michael Bay?
Yeah, Transformers
dude.
As in dude.
Transformers
yeah.
director
yeah.
Michael Bay?
Yeah.
As in gigantic action movie director Michael Bay is doing a Skibidi Toilet movie?
Which is a sentence I bet you thought you'd never say. Today, much less this week.
Somebody get Michael Bay on the phone right now. We need to really get to the bottom of what is happening.
He's like,
is he that desperate for a
job? He's like,
ah,
I need a paycheck. Need a paycheck.
How long has it been since the last Transformers
movie? I mean, it's probably been, what, 5 years?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways, Michael Bay. Things are not that tough.
So, if in the next 3 years you see a Skibidi Toilet movie.
No one needs this.
Come out.
Nobody needs this.
Then you'll know where it started.
No, 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 no.
Now, you say that.
No.
However, when you go see it, because your kids want to see it.
No.
Then you're going to be going.
No.
Oh, you know what? Actually, that's not bad because Michael Bay directed it.
No.
It keeps my attention.
My son will be driving by then.
All right.
By himself.
Oh, so you're saying you can drive yourself?
I will be off the hook.
You'd say, you know what? You go.
If
spend
you
your own money.
Are going to enable that behavior.
Yeah.
You do it yourself.
All right. So, yeah. Could be coming to a big screen near you.
Michael Bay.
We were talking about those impulsive decisions that you instantly regret. And we were just talking about impulsive decisions at first and the fact that you bought a house. I bought a car. Like, these are not just like, oh, I think I'm going to get a candy bar here at the checkout at the grocery store.
Right. Or, oh, hey, I like that shirt.
Yeah.
I think I probably need that shirt.
I probably need that shirt.
I'm going
to
buy that.
When you were going to shop for someone else.
Yes.
These impulse decisions that you do started kind of because of an email that we got from Sasha and her skinny dipping, then getting caught skinny dipping. Everybody was on board with her, by the way.
Absolutely.
Going, hey, live your life, girl.
Also, where do you fish?
And where do you fish? Because I would like to...
I want to just show up and maybe fish with you.
That's a...
See what happens.
That's a creepy person right there.
It is a little bit.
Hey, where do you fish? I'd like to come see you skinny dip. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awkward. But yeah, there, bangs were another one.
Yes.
someone rolled
my
in.
My daughter lived that. I'll never forget. In the middle of the show, she comes down and it's like, well, I think I got my hair too short. Like, she did it the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, after I'd gone to bed.
Did she have bangs before, or was this a dive into the world of bangs for the first time? Because my daughters decided, and they decided, and they were like, you know what? I'm going bangs. Now, my youngest daughter still has not dove into the bangs, but my older two daughters have.
I think that's how she gave herself, quote, curtain bangs. But
curtain bangs.
The curtains were real short.
Oh.
It was more of a valance. Valance bangs.
Valance bangs. That's like the little piece of cloth.
Yes,
the little piece of cloth that goes across the curtains.
Okay. Yes. Right. And so then I had to make an appointment with the stylist for later that day to try to blend the valance.
So that's
into
a little bit of
bangs.
Instant regret.
Yes.
Yeah, your daughter felt that.
Yes. And at that point, I was going to go through the house and gather up all the scissors and put them behind a locked key.
You know what? You're going to have to ask permission now.
Yep.
And I'm going to need to...
I'm locking all the scissors because of you.
Yeah, and I'm going to need to know exactly why you need scissors.
You're going to need permission to use scissors.
That's funny. So yeah, you can hear that conversation, WDJX.com, tap listen. Also, Little Kid Drunk Adult was hysterical because we learned about Luke.
We were kind of left hanging.
Luke's story, Lucas.
Left us hanging with many questions.
Yeah, yeah, but you know. He sounds like a fun character.
I need a follow-up from Luke. He sounds like he has more than one story.
Yeah.
In his background.
Yep, he probably does. So a lot to catch up on the podcast. What else, Kelly?
There is much to be excited about. There is a Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot coming with Sarah Michelle Gellar back.
Right.
And then a really cute video of her telling the new star who's going to be her right-hand slayer that she's got the role.
Oh, good.
Which is very exciting.
That's cute.
And apparently, they had an open call, and some kids of some original stars auditioned.
Oh, that's wild.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
And then there's a Scrubs reboot happening, and Zach Braff...
Janie and Turk?
...has, yes, officially signed on. I don't think Donald Faison has yet, but they're in talks with a lot of the original stars
all
to
right,
come back.
Good.
And I mean, that's been off the air since 2010.
My daughter's recently got into that, just like reruns, and it is
a brilliant
funnier
show.
Watching it now when you're kind of introducing it to someone who's never seen it before.
It was really
it is
a brilliant
hysterical.
Show. It's a really
it
funny show. So I'm hoping that comes to fruition. I have no idea when it might be making its way to ABC, but apparently it's officially happening. They've been kicking it around the idea for years.
All right.
So now they're on board. You can read all about it at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.